This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Country's real GDP is estimated to grow by 7.4% in the financial year 2026, and the growth is likely to range between 6.8% and 7.2% in the financial year 2027. This was projected in the economic survey presented by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the Parliament. According to the economic survey, the Indian economy has maintained strong growth momentum in the financial year 2026. Private consumption and capital formation continue to support expansion, while services remain the key contributor on the supply side. Manufacturing activity has strengthened and agriculture has provided stability. Chief Economic Advisor V. Anant Nageswaran has said that employment conditions in the country have improved since the launch of the Periodic Labour Force Survey, PLFS. Briefing media on the Economic Survey 2025-26 in New Delhi, Mr. Nageswaran said the unemployment rate has declined from 6% then to 3.2% in 2023-24. He described India as an oasis of economic performance in the global scenario.
And if you look at the last few years in comparison to pre-COVID average, real GDP growth pre-COVID was 6.4% and in FY25 was 6.5%. And this year, as I said, MOSPI is predicting 7.4%. Private final consumption expenditure growth is 7% for this year on top of 7.2% last year. And in real terms, gross fixed capital formation is going to be a lot better.
Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the Economic Survey 2025-26 clearly shows that country's development journey is inclusive and sustainable. Addressing the media at his residence in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said that the survey is not merely a compilation of statistics, but a mirror of government's efforts and its commitment. He said that agriculture and the rural sector are the engine of the country's growth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized on the need to work towards an artificial intelligence AI ecosystem which is transparent, impartial and secure. Mr. Modi said this while interacting with CEOs and experts working in the field of AI at his residence in New Delhi. The Prime Minister highlighted that India has a unique proposition of scale, diversity and democracy due to which the world trusts India's digital infrastructure. The Supreme Court ordered that the University Grants Commission, Promotion of Equity in Higher Education Institutions Regulation 2026 be kept in abeyance. The court expressed certain reservations about the regulations which are being challenged by as discriminatory towards general category. The court suggested that the regulations must be revisited by a committee comprising eminent jurists. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India, Suryakant, and Justice Joy Malia Bagchi was hearing three writ petitions which challenged the constitutionality of the 2026 regulations. The court issued notice to the Centre and the University Grants Commission on the petitions, returnable on 19th of March. Delhi government approved schemes worth 728 crore rupees to effectively accelerate the pace of development in the Trans-Yamuna region in the national capital. The budget allocation was announced by Chief Minister Rekha Gupta during the Trans-Yamuna Area Development Board TYADB meeting. During the meeting, the Chief Minister stated that there would be no shortage of funds for the development of the Trans-Yamuna region. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, described the India-European Union-EU Free Trade Agreement, FTA, as a positive development, noting that it reflects countries' efforts to deepen economic integration amid rising global trade tensions and uncertainty. During a briefing on emerging market economies, IMF Economic Counselor and Director of Research Pierre Olivier said, in the current global environment, it matters that some countries are still pursuing deeper trade relations where progress is possible. And in the Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated UP Warriors by 8 wickets at Kotambi in Gujarat last night. Chasing a target of 144 runs set by UP Warriors, Royal Challengers Bengaluru scored 147 for 2 in just 13.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.